Starbucks.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. It's time once again to browse through your letters and emails and answer your questions concerning Radio Prague broadcasts and life in the Czech Republic in general. We recently informed you that Radio Prague is now available in Canada on CBC overnight 7 days a week. This email came from Jude Kirkham from Canada.
I have for a long time enjoyed listening to you on the weekends via the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It made for an interesting contrast to the Russian radio program which would follow you. And as over the years, as the difference grew, I gradually despaired of your competition ever pulling itself from the mire of Putinesque propaganda. When finally the Russian program was removed, it was for the best. What caught me by surprise was your expansion into the weekday slot as well, which came at the expense of South Africa's Channel Africa. While not quite as bad as Radio Moscow, Channel Africa had experienced a similar, if more amateurish, devolution. One can only endure so many blatantly manipulated pieces on how wonderful Zimbabwe is, after all. So to be brief, keep up the good work as you are now on air here in Canada 7 days a week.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate your feedback. And on a different topic, Jean Birchmore writes from the United Kingdom.
I visited Prague this June and loved it so much I shall be back in November. Where can I buy a Remoska cooker in Prague? Thank you.
We have covered the Czech-made Remoska oven on a number of occasions on Radio Prague in recent years. The 50-odd-year-old appliance was remarketed in 1999 and now you can buy it in most shops selling household appliances all over the country. And staying with the topic of food, Curtis Parham, originally from Tennessee but now living in the Czech Republic, was among those who were horrified at the thought that sausage stands should disappear from Wenceslas Square, as reported in Daniela Lazarová's letter from Prague a few weeks ago.
Horror! Get rid of the sausage stands. They are Praha. Get rid of them and then you must change the name of the city. What gives?
On a more serious topic, Richard Harris from England is interested in the Czech Republic's recent history.
On a recent visit to Prague, I was unable to locate the graves of Clement Gottwald or other post-war presidents such as Antonín Zapotocký and Antonín Novotný. Can you tell me where these men are buried, please?
I did a little research and found out that Antonín Novotný found his final resting place in Prague's Malvazinky Cemetery. Both Clement Gottwald and Antonín Zapotocký were originally buried in the Vítkov Memorial, but after 1989, their remains were removed and reburied. Clement Gottwald's grave can be found in Olšanské cemetery by the southern wall, and Antonín Novotný is buried not far from there in Vinohradský cemetery, across the street. And staying with historical topics, Steve Price from the United States read about the effort to retrieve a German tank reportedly sunk in the Elbe River near the northern town of Děčín during World War II. He sent us a link to a video on YouTube.
I read about the tank that was found in a river. Is this the video of it being brought up to the surface?
The video does feature a tank being pulled up to the surface of a water body, but it was shot somewhere in Russia, judging from the Russian voices in the background. So far, divers have not yet located the tank in the Elbe, but found some parts of a machine gun and a magazine. And that's it for today. Thank you for all your letters and emails, reception reports and competition answers, of course. Yes, it's quiz time once again, and the August question is quite easy. This month we are looking for the names of the founding fathers of the patriotic Sokol sports movement, which played a vital role in the early lives of many a Czech athlete. Please send us your answers by the end of August to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Next week we will read out some of your views on the proposed new building of the Czech National Library in Prague. Until then, goodbye and happy listening.
Thanks, Pavla. And if you've just joined us, you're tuned to Radio Prague with myself, Ian Willoughby.